listening for that beat. That'll fill you how to move your feet. Lose yourself, be lost and stay. Let music melt the world away. Like a puppet on heartstrings, become one with our rhythm. So we can get lost in time. I know you feel the same, and tomorrow is so far away. So let's dance the night away. I wouldn't have it any other way. Let's make our speak louder. Let's make our feet work harder. Wrap yourself up in the melody. Remember what it feels like to be loved. Swing, swing to the left and to the right. I wanna be in your arms tonight. I'll always hold your hand as we become one with our rhythm. So we can get lost in time. I know you feel the same, and tomorrow is so far away. Let's dance the night away. I wouldn't have it any other way. You make my heart speak louder. You make my feet work harder. You make my heart speak louder. You make my feet work harder. I know you feel the same, and tomorrow is so far away. I know you feel the same, so let us melt the world away.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives. It is Friday, the 29th of August, 2014, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live from CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building in the Musqueam Territory of Auxonne, better known as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we've got the big block party going on this weekend, the CITR Music Waste Victory Square block party going on all day Sunday, and we're going to play lots of tunes from them, plus let you know on some other events that are going on this weekend and coming up, including some of our picks for the Vancouver Fringe Festival. All that and more for the next hour or so right here on Dave Radio on CITR. But first, on the line, we have got Anita Adams from the First Weekend Club. Thanks very much for joining us, Anita.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Dave.
So, first of all, let's start from the very beginning. What is the First Weekends Club?
Sure. First Weekend Club is a national organization that was started in 2003 with the intent of building awareness and audiences for Canadian films. And it's kind of, you know, people that are not in the film industry, they kind of like wonder why the name First Weekend Club. It sounds kind of like a spouse swapping or something like that. What is that about? And it's like, well, it has nothing to do with spouse swapping, for one. It is about that opening weekend being critical for a film's release. If a film does well at the box office on the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, then the theater owners will go on to keep that film in their theaters for at least another week. And other theater owners will see a film do well and say, I want that film in my theater, so they'll go on and book it as well.
So we want that kind of push for Canadian films.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we want to give that push to Canadian films.
Absolutely, because in this marketplace, we are bombarded by those American films, which are, you know, great. I love the big Hollywood blockbusters, like just as much as the next person. But the smaller Canadian films that don't have that same kind of marketing dollars behind them are hidden. They're just largely overshadowed. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to boost those promotional efforts to help build that awareness for those films that otherwise can be easily overlooked.
And we've got two films opening this weekend.
Actually, we've got three.
Three? Oh, okay, I missed one.
Yeah, three opening in Vancouver and then a bunch more in other parts of Canada, which is almost unheard of for this time of year. So I'm pretty excited that there are so many films, Canadian films, opening right now. And they include The Calling, which is a it's like a mystery thriller starring Susan Sarandon and Donald Sutherland, a number of really other talented actors. Gil Bellows, a good Canadian actor. Swearnet, which is, of course, the Trailer Park Boys movie.
Yeah, so but we don't talk about the Trailer Park Boys.
And that one is opening up on 86 screens across Canada.
Wow.
Like, wow, that never happened for Canadian films. How awesome. So I'm pretty excited about that. And tonight in Vancouver, we also have Foxfire that is opening at the Van City Theater, and it's another fabulous film to get out and see.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend...
also playing, I got to push two more films that opened up recently. It was The F Word, and...
That opened last week.
Yeah, last Friday, and it's such a fabulous romantic comedy, and highly, highly recommend that. And The Grand Seduction, of course, that opened a few weeks ago now, but it's such a lovely film, so it's another great one to get out and see while you have the chance.
Yeah, terrific. So once again, the three that are they're opening in Vancouver this weekend is
The Calling,
and Swearnet, and what was the third one?
Foxfire.
And are they at one specific theater, or are they several screens around town?
Well, The Calling is, I believe it's Scotiabank. Swearnet is all over the place.
Yeah.
And Foxfire is at Van City.
All right. Now, if people want to find out about what's coming up next, because there's always going to be upcoming films that we want to get the word out about, what's the best way to find out?
I recommend becoming a member of First Weekend Club. Membership is free, and we just circulate the word about some great films that are opening. We have lots of contests that we run for premiere screenings, red carpet events, Q&As that we host with filmmakers and stars of the films. So becoming a member of First Weekend Club, you're the first to find out about those special events and often can win tickets to attend something. And you just go to our website at firstweekendclub.ca and subscribe. Membership is free. And, we just share some exciting news about these Canadian films with our subscribers.
Yeah, and you can like on Facebook, too, I think, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're also on Twitter, of course. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of stuff on Twitter as well, and that's at the number First Weekend Club.
Okay.
Yeah.
number one ST and so on and so forth. Exactly. All right. And we'll put a link on the Dave Radio Facebook page as well so that listeners can link on to that. Go see a Canadian movie this weekend.
That's right.
Yeah.
Go Canada.
You got it.
Become a Canadian film fan and join the club.
All right. Well, thanks very much for your time, Anita. And,
yeah, thanks, Dave.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Jesus 99.
And behold,
That's Dead Soft and Death Is At My Door. They are going to be playing at the CITR Block Party at Victory Square in Gastown on Sunday. Hastings and Canby, you know, where the Cenotaph is. Big block party, big thing going on. And then who else did we have there? We also had the Silos, and we started off with Fountain. All three bands are going to be at the CITR Victory Square Block Party on Sunday afternoon. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio with you on this Friday afternoon. We got some audition listings coming up, a few shows that are looking for actors, including someone to play the ghost of Hamlet's father. There's a desperate need out there for someone, the right actor to play that. I'm going to talk about that and a few other things going on after we hear about this.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Are you a current UBC grad student? If so, then listen up, because the Graduate Student Society lets UBC grads book rooms and spaces in the newly renovated grad student building. Be sure to take advantage of what the facility has to offer. The rooms come equipped with sound systems and can host up to 300 people. Even better, as grad students, you don't have to pay booking fees. Not a grad? Don't worry. The Tia Corner House is open to the public, as in the Kerner Pub, opening earlier next year. For more information, contact booking manager Rob at bookings@gss.ubc.ca.
There's lots of stuff going on in terms of theater the next couple of months, and a lot of groups are looking for actors. This auditions list is courtesy of the VancouverActorsGuide.com and the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. Right off the bat, Black Spear Productions are still looking for someone to play the ghost of the king in their upcoming production of Hamlet. That is running from October 29th to November 9th at the Shop Theater at East 2nd and Main Street. It's a kind of a modern version with classic Shakespearean dialogue of the tale of Hamlet, with a couple of interesting gender switches. Hamlet and Horatio and Laertes are all going to be played by women as women. The one character they haven't been able to cast yet is the ghost, Hamlet's father. They're looking for a man around 45 to 55. Hey, I'm around that age. We really want someone who is strong but also vulnerable father figure. The scene where the ghost is telling Hamlet what is happening is key. If they want someone to play the ghost scene very genuinely. Instead of the dramatic, brutish ghost that is sometimes portrayed, they would prefer someone be... They feel it would be scarier and more impactful for Hamlet to have her dad come back to her scared and vulnerable, a side she rarely saw in her father. So if you think you can pull that off, contact Black Spear Productions at blackspear, S-P-E-A-R, .productions@gmail.com. You can also check out their Indiegogo campaign. Look for project/Hamlet. And if you are going to submit your photo and resume, make sure you put King Hamlet and your name in the subject line. Here on campus, the UBC Players Club are doing Morris Panych's play Seven Stories, and that'll be on stage in November, the 12th to the 16th. They're having the auditions in the middle of September, right down the hall from us in room 213 of the Student Union Building. They're looking for seven actors of any gender, age range between 18 and 40. And so anybody is invited. It doesn't matter what your level of experience or training. Everyone's invited to audition. And I've done UBC Players Club shows in the past, and it's always, the one I was in anyway was really high quality, professional attitude, professional production. Just because they're not professional actors doesn't mean they can't do a good job. So if you're looking for a unique experience in theater, UBC Players Club is a great way to go. You can contact them at productions@ubcplayersclub.com. Also in the Point Grey area, United Players Club of Vancouver is doing the Western Canada premiere of Facts by Arthur Milner. Not Miller, not the Death of a Salesman guy, Arthur Milner. And that's going to be at Jericho Arts Centre November 7th to the 30th. The director is Adam Henderson, who is a friend of the show and sometimes host of End of the World News, Thursday mornings right here on CITR. And he's looking for three actors, three males, one to play the Israeli police inspector, someone around 45 years old, the Israeli detective, who is closer to 60, but a very physically imposing man, and a West Bank settler. I guess he's the person being interrogated. He should be 35 years old, be able to play someone who is American-born and educated, but certainly someone who would be living in the West Bank. The auditions are coming up. The date is September 7th, and you can contact Andre at United Players to book an audition time. She prefers you phone her rather than email it, and all the pertinent information is on the United Players website. What else have we got? King Mat Theatre in New Westminster is doing a play called A Tale About Happiness. This is an interactive performance for the BC Children's Hospital. Your ability to interact with children in special circumstances is a must. Some of the audience members are undergoing chemotherapy, for example. Their goal is to bring light and fun into the lives of patients, friends, and families who will attend the show. And there's a possibility of a tour in the future. So if that interests you, you can send your headshot and resume to Julia Sidelanowska. I hope I said that wrong. I probably didn't. Anyway, I'm not going to try to spell it out or say it right. I'm going to just tell you to look for King Mat Theatre at the Vancouver Public Library auditions notice, and that will give you all the information. Then we've got the Push Festival. If you're a dancer at heart or just want to be, the Push Festival Performing Arts Festival wants you in January. They're doing a thing where 66 participants of all ages, ethnicities, dance experience, and backgrounds are performing a group dance number by Montreal-based choreographer Sylvain Aimard. And it's easy to take part. Just go to pushfestival.ca to find out more. I think Cirque du Soleil is still looking for talent. I didn't check the deadline on that, so go to cirquedusoleil.com for more information on that. And then we've got the Pantos coming up. Fraser Valley, Gilbert and Sullivan is doing Santa Claus. And Metro Theatre is doing Aladdin. They're still looking for people. So check it out. If you want more information, as I said, you can look at VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library, VPL.ca. We got tickets to give away. How about that? There's a first for Dave Radio. Anita from First Weekend Club very graciously offered us two double passes to see Firefox at the Vancouver City Theatre this weekend. Firefox is a story about female youth gangs in the 1950s. Foxfire. I wrote it down wrong. It's Foxfire, Confessions of a Girl Gang. It's at the Van City Theatre opening tonight. And let me see here. What do we need to know? It's a Palme d'Or winner from the Cannes Film Festival, and it's an adaptation of the novel by Joyce Carol Oates about small-town girl gangs in the 1950s, Foxfire. Going on at the Van City Theatre this weekend, free tickets for people. We got two pairs, so the first two callers at CITR, 604-822-2487, 822-CITR. Get you tickets to see Foxfire. And the phone is ringing, so I'm going back to the music. This is Tafar Eye. Tafar Eye was part of the cast of Red Rock Diner at the Arts Club Theater that just closed last weekend, and he's got his own CD out called Almost a Star.
I don't care what you say, it won't send a bird across the sky to those who are lacking in supplies. You knew his song held in claw. As the crow flies, it's not that far.
Yeah, I know what I've done. some flowers, said they hoped you got well from your hospital bed to my pad itself. There's not one thing we need. This is heaven and hell. Maybe later we'll get together, learn how to relax. Maybe later we'll get together, learn how to relax. Maybe later we'll get together and have a relax. Maybe later we'll get together and have a relax. Yeah, I watch you sleep in your tubes and IVs. They kept your face so clean. Would it seem to me if I pull out the plug from your dream machine, would I be losing you, or would we meet again? From your hospital bed to my bed itself, there's not one thing we need. This is a together, learn how to relax. Maybe later we'll get together, learn how to relax. Maybe later we'll get together and have a relax. Maybe later we'll get together and have a relax.
Vancouver legend Art Bergman and Poisoned and a hospital song, and they are going to be, well, Art anyway, is going to be at the Commodore in a week. I think it's a week. What is it? September 6th. Commodore Ballroom. Tickets are still available. Scoop them up fast because they'll be going very quickly. We also heard from the John Boss Band. They're going to be at the Burnaby Firefighters Town Hall in Metrotown. Also on the 5th and 6th, and then they're heading up to Kelowna on the 16th to play the Grand Casino. Holy cow. Mark D'Souza, no, we didn't play him yet. who else did we play? I have to explain. I haven't been well. I know it's a lame excuse to use sickness to justify your poor behavior, but I'm just not as organized as I would have liked to have been, so things are not quite going exactly as planned. But, you know, you're having fun, aren't you? Of course you are. We still have a couple of tickets to give away for Foxfire at the Van City Theater tonight. So give us a call at 822-CITR, and we'll play some more music, and then that'll be the show. So stick around.
In September 2014, the United Nations will host a special session of the General Assembly. The focus will be the rights of Indigenous peoples. This will be the first time that the General Assembly will focus solely on Indigenous rights. Indigenous peoples have been working within the United Nations system, advocating for Indigenous peoples' rights for almost a century. And this conference is an opportunity to highlight and address critical issues. In June 2013, Indigenous peoples from around the globe met in Alta, Norway, to create a global platform to carry forth the special session of the General Assembly. Adopted by consensus, the Alta outcome document outlines a global platform of issues with solutions. These solutions protect our rights as Indigenous peoples to land, air, water, and our livelihoods, our rights to exist as we have been, as we are, and as we want to be. For more information, visit WCIP2014.org.
Full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Floating Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
10,000 steps. That's the recommended daily minimum for a healthy, active person. Easy, right? The average office worker takes only 3,000 steps a day. Enter Steptember. Challenge yourself, your co-workers, or your classmates to walk, run, or roll your way to 10,000 steps a day for 1 month, all for a good cause. Every step you take this September is a step towards supporting cerebral palsy associations across Canada.
Great. I forgot to mention Jenny Ritter. She just released her new CD last night at the Biltmore. No, it wasn't a release. It was a fundraiser to raise money to record the album. That's what it was. Anyway, she was in there as well. So I hope you enjoyed Jenny's song. I mentioned Mark D'Souza before, and I actually found his song. So we're going to play that now. Mark is one of those great artists who found me on the internet and said, play my song. So here you go, Mark. I should actually set it up so it goes on the air here just a sec. One of those days. It's one of those days. Here we go.
Snap of a finger, though our feelings may have changed, mine only linger just to get a glimpse of her, just to get a glimpse of her. You should have caught us when the corner's in the air. Well, I called it the ultimate, she just called it an affair, just to get a glimpse of her, just to get a glimpse of her. I wonder if she wonders if I'm even still alive. She knew that I had a hurting heart the second she said goodbye, just to get a glimpse of her, just to get a glimpse of her. Seduction is a funny game, you were mine.
temperature's gonna rise just as soon as I add the yeast, just to get a glimpse of her. And just to get a glimpse of her. And I still believe in love's redemptive power, as if I didn't, then I swear to God I'd have been a blow within an hour, just to get a glimpse of her. To get a glimpse of her. Seduction is a funny game. Addiction came along, I thought I'd hop aboard and ride it, just to get a glimpse of her. Just to get a glimpse of her. In this game of solitaire, I still have a place to strive. We all know the love's the pain that makes your life alive. Just to get a glimpse of her.
So that's Mark D'Souza, and he is actually going to be playing in about a week or so, Wednesday night, at the Café du Soleil. He's going to be performing, opening up for John Pippis, so that'll be a good show. Café du Soleil, of course, at 4th and Commercial. And on Monday, the 1st of September, Labor Day, Monday, last holiday of the summer. There's a big party going on at Oh, the medication is kicking in. Party in the Park. Music in the Park at Cleveland Dan, Capilano River Regional Park on Monday at in North Vancouver. And these guys are going to be playing. Scott and Leora. This much is true. They're called Winsome Kind.
Sun goes down, I see a bird in flight, and I can't hear a sound, and I feel the wind as I close my eyes, and I think of you as I realize that it won't be long coming back. And I'll find Yes, I've got to run before my time sets with the sun.
All right, I've had enough of this. That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, you send the information to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Stick around. Eleanor is here to take you through the afternoon. And don't forget, Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar the Human Serviette presents. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio will return next Friday at this same time, and maybe we'll talk about the Fringe. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Bye-bye.
Join us on Chips and Dip every second Thursday afternoon, 1 to 2 p.m. with host Hannah Fazio for the freshest local indie pop tracks and upcoming shows at CITR 101.9 FM.